Hello, Ned?
Hi.
Hey, it's Pam. I got Jerry on the line here.
Hey, it's Jerry with Pam on the line. How's Avatar 2 going?
It's fine. Listen, I'm about to get on a flight. What's up?
All right, I'll be frank. The KFC product placement deal we're setting up feels really forced in our productions.
What do you mean? I thought we had some good stuff going before I left.
Okay, we can't have that Ingress Elbow doing all those drug handoffs in the KFC parking lot for the wire reboot.
And Chalamet won't eat the chicken.
He won't. He really won't.
Guys, product placement's always clunky, but KFC is willing to cover production costs. If we want that financing, we have to give them something.
Okay, listen. We're going a new route. We're going to give them something better than product placement.
And it's going to give us something, too. What if instead of putting their products into our stories, we put our stories into their products?
Yeah, think about it. Normally, you're driving around on the 505, getting a little bit of road rage, getting a little bit hungry. You see that carnal, and you think, I can get food there. Imagine if not only you can get food there, entertainment, too. You wouldn't just look at the carnal when you're hungry. You look at him when you're lonely. I know I do, okay? Hell, I mean, I had my first heart attack at a KFC.
Okay, so it's a Colonel movie?
Wow, you really just, it's a bit bigger than that. It's a series. It's an origin series.
Yeah, I mean, Ned, we don't want to limit ourselves here. We're talking Yum brands. They have Taco Bell and Pizza Hut.
Okay, so just do product placement for all those.
A Yum brand cinematic universe. The KFC Colonel, the Taco Bell Chihuahua, and a brand new fresh character for Pizza Hut. That's the cinematic universe.
Just focus on product placement. That's the deal we have.
We don't have a specific deal with them yet. We have a relationship, and I say we pivot from that relationship. Instead, we share the rights to Yum, expanded cinematic universe, and make billions. Jerry, tell him.
Okay, we're starting with the Colonel. We're going for that teen audience. You know, we need that Colonel to be CW hot.
Yeah, rural Kentucky, plantation summer, hot Colonel, shirts off, bolo tie.
I mean, he wasn't always old.
And what's old is new. People love a biopic series.
The South is hot right now.
Hot topic. Spicy hot.
Oh, I love that. Can we get Chalamet on this one?
Take him off the wire reboot immediately. Jer, tell him we have been cooking for Pizza Hut.
So, I've been working with some of the guys over at DreamWorks. You might know them from a little flick called Over the Hedge.
What's Over the Hedge?
Oh, wow.
Jesus Christ.
No Over the Hedge in your life? Okay, wow.
Okay, just get back to the Pizza Hut character.
Okay, we got this guy, a real Urkel type. A cute little red Pizza Hut roof guy, you know. We've been throwing around the name Roofy. That's not taken on anything, right?
I'll double check with legal.
He's a okay. Roof?
Not just any roof, he's Roofy. You know, he's like, hey, I'm Roofy.
Why is he a roof?
Well, okay, he's really charitable. He houses people. He goes around roofing people. Like, that's what he calls it. Oh, roofie.
Oh, I like that. Worry. I like that. And maybe he gives out pizza, too. He's like, here's a pizza.
Exactly. Guys, I need to go. They're going to call my row. I don't have
okay,
time
real
for
quick,
this right
real
now.
Okay, real quick. The Taco Bell Chihuahua was specifically catered to our younger audience. Real opportunity to teach Mexican-American history. Dora meets Paw Patrol. It would be interactive. The kids have to help the Chihuahua bring tacos to the flavors of the past. That's right. The past. This Chihuahua can travel through time.
Diversification. Buzzword alert.
You're talking about a cinematic universe. You have a colonel, a dog, and a house that's also a person. How would these exist in the same universe?
Oh my god, be creative, Ned. The Chihuahua travels to the 30s to save the colonel from the Great Depression. Roofy is the personified plantation home in which the colonel and the Chihuahua reside.
So is a Chihuahua an actual dog, or is it a talking dog? Like, what are we talking?
Yeah, Pam found a scrambling guy who looks just like a Chihuahua.
Moises Arias.
Rico. From Hannah, Montana?
Yep.
I fucking love that guy.
So what do you think? You in or you in?
If you can get Moises Arias to play the voice of that Chihuahua, I'm in.
There we go.
That first second, right. We're going to have to fire you.
She would have done it. She would have done it. She would have.
And Ned...
Yeah.
Let me take care of Moises, okay?
You do your thing, yeah.
Last time Ned was around Moises, things got a little heated. You said very unkind words to Moises.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's why I haven't seen him in a while, but it'll be, I don't know.
Well, it's, you better not.
I love you guys. I'll see you later.
You love us?
Sorry, I didn't say that.
All right, sorry, we're a bit busy, though. We gotta cut you off. Sorry.
Yeah, no, me too. I'm busier. I have to cut you off. Bye.
All right. Okay, goodbye.
Wow, bye.
Jesus.